Thank you, Brother Tom. Three stones that speak. The three stones are figurative of three separate pieces of evidence that declare the Bible is the Word of God. The three pieces of hard evidence that we'll look at are the law, the number seven in Scripture, and archaeology. These three stones witness that the Bible could not have been manufactured from the imagination of a human being. No, but the evidence speaks out that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, recorded by human beings that chose to serve Him. They tell us that the loving, just, and wise God of the Bible is more than worthy to be worshipped, and His Word to be carefully studied and applied in our lives. The first stone, or hard evidence, that declares the Bible is the Word of God is the law, which was also written in stone. Exodus 24:12. And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and a law and commandments, which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. There are aspects of the law that speak clearly to its divine origin. The law that God gave to Israel did not call for a king to rule over them, as the other nations did. God was to be their king. They were to be a nation of families. The kings that God promised Abraham would come from his lineage would have looked very different from the other nations. Leviticus 19:18. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. You can't get much closer in a relationship than to yourself. No vengeance, no grudge, only love for your neighbor. As they did this for those within their family circles, they were to expand their family circles to include everyone in the nation of Israel. In the law, Israel was commanded not to charge interest among God's people. Exodus 22:25. The law protected the widow, orphans, and foreigners in Israel. Exodus 22:21 and 22. The same law applied to the foreigner as well as the native in the land of Israel. Exodus 12:49. In fact, they were to love the foreigner in their land as themselves. Leviticus 19:33 and 34. Again, that circle expanded out to the foreigners in the land. In following this law, Israel was a witness to other nations that they were serving the true and living God. This concept of equality under the law for foreigners was 32 centuries before its time. In addition, one of the greatest parts of the law is its justice. The justice of the law was exact in disagreements that would arise in business and even with the treatment of domesticated animals. You shall do no wrong in judgment, in measurement of weight or capacity. You shall have just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin. Leviticus 19:35 and 36. Judges were not to take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the just. Exodus 23:8. The law was ahead of its time in the ethical treatment of animals. You could not muzzle an ox while it was threshing the grain, because the ox's work made it worthy to eat some of the grain itself. The ox and donkey could not plow together because of the inequality of strength. Just as God provided for the seventh day as the day of rest for human beings, it was also a day of rest for their animals. Deuteronomy 25:4, 22:10, and Exodus 23:12. The Jubilee is one of the most unique and caring features of the law. It restored people economically that had fallen on hard times. All that was lost was restored in the 50th year. Leviticus 25:9 and 10, 13 to 23, 27 to 30. The Jubilee stands as a type of the restitution of all things spoken of by all the holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3:19 to 21. A simple scripture, which is part of the law, speaks to its divine authorship most exquisitely. It is Exodus 23:4 and 5. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey wandering away, you shall surely return it to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying helpless under its load, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall surely release it with him. This is so unnatural to the fallen human nature. The natural mind tells us to let our enemy's animal wander away. He deserves it. Let it go. This law taught the children of Israel to change their thinking because you are Jehovah's people. You must behave differently from the other people around you. It's not easy to help your enemy, but you'll do it because you believe God. Jesus tells us God lets the rain fall on the just and the unjust. God is holy, so we must be holy. Helping one's enemy is a reflection of Jehovah's love, which should have a transforming effect on the heart, from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh, a soft heart, a kind heart. The second stone, or hard evidence, that declares the Bible is the Word of God is the number 7 in Scripture. God seems to stamp His Word with the number 7. 7 represents spiritual perfection or completeness. Each letter in the Hebrew language has a numeric value. In Genesis, the first verse contains 7 Hebrew words. The number of letters are 28, or 7 times 4. On the 7th day, God rested. The Sabbath, or 7th day, is a day of rest in God's law for the nation of Israel. In the creative works of God, 7 completes the colors of the spectrum and rainbow and satisfies in music the notes in a scale. Zechariah 3:9 speaks of a stone with 7 eyes, perhaps foreshadowing the perfection and wisdom of the chief cornerstone representing Christ. Revelation uses the number 7 throughout. 7 churches, 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 plagues, and 7 bowls. As a number, the word and number 7 is used as no other number is. 7 and its compounds occur in multiples of 7 in the Old Testament. 7 occurs 287 times. 7th, the fractional part, occurs 98 times. 7-fold occurs 7 times. 70 occurs 56 times. In the genealogy of Jesus, recorded in Luke, exactly 77 names are recorded, which is a multiple of 7. In the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew 1:1-17, the number of words is a multiple of 7. The number of letters is a multiple of 7. The number of names is a multiple of 7. The number of male names is a multiple of 7. The number of nouns is a multiple of 7. The number of words occurring only once is a multiple of 7. The odds of a coincidence in these multiples of 7 within the grammatical structure in the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew 1 are nil. The golden candlestick in the tabernacle and temple has 6 branches out of 1 central stem, making 7 in all. Jesus performed how many miracles on the Sabbath or 7th day? 7. 7 psalms are ascribed to David in the New Testament. The 7 quotes of the Psalms of David are recorded by at least 3 different New Testament writers. Why would God use numbers in this way? Possibly to show us that He is in control of the smallest details of His Word. He would also give those with faith another evidence of His power and authorship of the sacred Scriptures. Bollinger speaks of God's use of numbers in Scripture in this way. As He is perfect, so His works and His words also must be perfect. And when we see number used not by chance, but by design, not at haphazard, but with significance, then we see not merely so many words and works, but the living God working and speaking. The third stone, or hard evidence, that declares the Bible is the Word of God are the stones themselves, the earth, and archaeology. When many taught and believed that the world was flat, the Bible taught it was round. Isaiah 40, verse 22. He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. Archaeological findings have confirmed the locations of several ancient events spoken of in the Bible. Archaeology has found that civilization began in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley, where the Bible says it did. Archaeologists have found Hezekiah's tunnel, the Pool of Bethesda, Solomon's gates at Megiddo, and Jeroboam's granary at Megiddo. From Christianity Today, in 2009, excavations in an area adjacent to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem uncovered the clay impression of the seal of Hezekiah. It is the first seal impression of an Israelite or Judean king ever exposed undisturbed in a scientific archaeological excavation, according to Hebrew University. The seal states, belonging to Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah. Cities including Sodom and Gomorrah were thought to be myths until evidence confirmed their existence. From Christianity Today, in 2015, excavators found the monumental gate of Gath from the time of Goliath, its most famous resident. It is one of the largest city gates ever found in Israel. From the Bible tells it like it is. Archaeologists are unearthing one after another of the ancient landmarks previously claimed non-existent, such as the cities of Babylon, Bethel, Gibeon, Jericho, Nineveh, and Ur. The Dead Sea Scrolls contain copies of all the books of the Old Testament except Esther and a few fragments from the Gospel of Mark. Many scrolls were written from 200 to 250 BC, long before the fulfillment of the prophecies they contained. From General Analysis of the Bible by Ralph O. Muncaster. One of the greatest archaeologists in history, Sir William Ramsay, devoted 30 years of his life to trying to disprove Luke. Ramsay shocked the academic world when his work was finally published, and he called Luke one of the greatest historians of all time. Ramsay then converted to Christianity. The Bible is the written record of God's revealing His mind to His human creation. It is a record that contains God's promise of redemption throughout. It's an awesome thought to consider that the only true and living God of the Bible has chosen to work with each of us. Our final scripture is Isaiah 50, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, a hard stone, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. May this quick study of these three stones, the law, the number 7 in Scripture, and archaeological findings increase the foundation of your faith in the inspired Word of God.